Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Always great to be here.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Yeah, we'll start with some manufacturing news in the upstate. Bosch has announced it's halting plans for a $200 million expansion at its Anderson plant that would have created the manufacturing capacity to build hydrogen fuel cell stacks that power big trucks. The company cited an unstable market, said the U.S. hydrogen fuel cell mobility market has experienced significant changes over the past year, and as a result, the planned investment in Anderson has been delayed. Mike, I think with alternative fuel the next 4 years, it could be pretty up and down market here. We'll see how this all plays out.
Yeah, you know, hydrogen fuel cells have been around for quite a while and they're still struggling to gain traction.
Yeah, and at the time, a Bosch official said those were the future. So we'll see.
All right, what's next?
Yeah, global power technology company Eaton is establishing new operations in Union County with a $340 million investment that will create 700 new jobs. Eaton, which has 10 facilities in South Carolina, will acquire and retrofit an 861,000 square foot facility in Jonesville. The new operation will manufacture three-phase transformers, which support grid modernization and are critical in providing secure and reliable distribution of power in utility infrastructure and commercial applications. Mike, we've seen these data centers pop up all across South Carolina and the country, so looks like this new facility in Eaton is going to help out with some of that demand.
Yeah, anything that will help the grid become more efficient, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's move on down to the Midlands. Sylvamo plans to invest approximately $100 million in projects to reduce costs and significantly enhance capabilities at its paper mill in Eastover. And that comes on the heels of the mill's 40th anniversary. The investment will enable one of the mill's paper machines to produce approximately 60,000 additional short tons annually. That's a big deal, Mike, because the Eastover mill is one of the most technologically advanced paper mills in the world and the largest, lowest cost producer of uncoated free sheet in North America.
And you know, it doesn't seem to matter, you know, how advanced software technology gets and emails and all that. We still need paper.
Right. Exactly. Old school guys like us, we're always going to need paper.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
What else?
Yeah, you're going to have a new place to eat outdoors by the end of the year in Columbia. Construction is underway on an open-air food hall and community hub in the Bull Street District called Gather Cola that will offer a mix of eating, drinking, and retail spots in flexible office and community space. The 32,000-square-foot multi-level space will feature 9 restaurant and food vendor spaces, 2 bar areas, and an 8,500-square-foot multi-use space. Yeah, if you like to eat outdoors, this place might be for you, Mike.
Hey, you know, I've been to some of these open-air food halls around the country, even around the world. They're very popular, and so it's about time, I guess, that Columbia got one of these, and especially in this in the Bull Street District, which still continues to fascinate me. I'm really enjoying watching that develop.
Yeah, that Gather Cola is modeled after Gather Greenville, which I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but the same developer is doing the one in Columbia, so...
All right, so I guess we have the Lowcountry left.
Yeah, let's wrap it up in the Lowcountry. The Charleston Regional Development Alliance has unveiled a 5-year plan for the economic development of the Charleston region. The plan emphasizes innovation. The CRDA expects that highlighting innovation could add 0.7% to its projected gross regional product, which could result in a $13 billion increase in GRP and $10 billion in earnings for the region by 2040. And by innovation, Mike, the CRDA means, big breath here, automated systems and autonomous mobility, energy storage, renewables, AI, machine learning, cybersecurity, digital health, e-commerce, enterprise software, and finance and real estate, biopharma, and medical devices.
Boy.
Whew, so they're looking for a lot of innovation there.
That was a mouthful. Yeah.
In kind of a related note, a first-of-its-kind study has revealed that private marine terminals contribute nearly $6.5 billion to South Carolina's economy. The study by Joey Von Nessen at the Darla Moore School of Business at USC also estimated that the maritime industry provides about $99 million in tax revenue for the state. The economic impact comes from about $4 billion in direct operations and $2.6 billion in multiplier effects, meaning industries such as manufacturing, healthcare, and retail are creating the multiplier effect by hiring workers and purchasing materials to continue their operations.
Yeah, and I guess we'll have to keep an eye on if these tariff situations affect the port.
Yeah, that could change tomorrow.
That could change any minute. All right, Jason, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Jason Thomas is Executive Director of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across our state. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.